You're listening to episode number 14 of the Nightingale Podcast. I cannot believe we've already had 14 amazing episodes of the podcast. We've heard some amazing nursing journeys, and I have some pretty awesome interviews planned for future episodes. I thought it'd be fun along the way to sprinkle in episodes where I offer tangible advice. This week, I want to focus on interviewing. So whether you are a new graduate, a pre-nursing, a person who has experience, whatever you may be, likely you are going to have an interview in your future. And if not, you probably have a friend or two or someone that you are close with that is going to be interviewing. So if this episode isn't really what you need, I highly suggest you listen anyway because there's so much good information in here. You aren't going to want to miss it. So in this week's episode, I'm going to go all in about how to prepare for an interview, when the right timing is to interview, what questions you can expect, the follow-up process, all of the above. So let's dive in and get started. There's so much good information in here and you aren't going to want to miss it. And while you're listening to this week's episode, I would love if you would take a screenshot and post it on whatever social media platform that you prefer and make sure you tag at the Nightingale Podcast so that we can get this podcast into as many people's hands as possible and make sure everyone's prepared for their next interview. And it would be my pleasure to give you a shout out for spreading the word and sharing with your friends. Hey friends, welcome to the Nightingale Podcast, a podcast for nurses, future nurses, and, well, anyone interested in the nursing profession. I'm your host, Dakota Felkowski, RN, BSN, and DNP student. Join us each week as I interview nurses from all areas of the nursing profession to uncover nursing opportunities that you may have not known even existed. You can expect to be inspired and maybe even a little bit motivated. The goal of the Nightingale Podcast is to encourage you to think outside of the box, step outside of that comfort zone of yours, and reach for a fulfilling and unique nursing journey. So let's dive in and check out this week's guest. You never know, they may just have your dream job. So let's dive in and discuss what is up for this episode. So my goal for this episode is to really offer you tangible advice to take forward to, first of all, prepare yourself for an interview, what to do during the interview, and then again, what to do after the interview is over. So obviously there's definitely different phases to this process, and I want to walk you through all of them. I feel like I am almost an expert at interviewing at this point in my journey. I've had multiple different positions. So I've had position at McDonald's that I interviewed for. I've had waitressing. I've had sitter, CNA. I've had nurse, many different nursing positions. I've had grad school interview. I have had all the things, all kinds of interviews. So I feel like I've gained a lot of knowledge in my time. And, you know, I used to pride myself on the fact that I had interviewed for all these positions over the years and I had gotten offered every single one of them. I'm like, man, I must be doing something right because I have never had a job offer not be extended to me after I have interviewed. And that all came to a screeching halt recently. And you know what? I am a better person for it. And you know what? I just want you all to know that if you interview for a position, if you interview to get into a program, or if you apply and you're not accepted, please do not let this be the end of your road and do not let this get you down. Look at this as a learning opportunity for me. In my interview, I recently applied for a job and I didn't get it. And looking back, I realized it was not the position for me. And you know what? A much better door opened for me afterwards. So take that and just soak it in, because I don't want you to look at these opportunities or these offers that are not extended to you or just to look at them as missed opportunities. That is definitely not the case. You are going to learn from every single piece of your puzzle, honestly. So I want to talk about what we do first. So let's talk about being a new graduate, and you are transitioning into this phase where you are going to be applying for jobs. Yay! You will hear a different input on this, and I just want you to, I want to offer you what I think. So I highly suggest not waiting until you are done with school to start applying for jobs. Right now is the perfect timing for you to start looking into job opportunities, because you know what? Everybody else is going to be looking when you all graduate. Every single nursing school almost in the country is on the same path. They're on the same graduation timelines. They're on the same course timelines, and especially even the accelerated programs all kind of run at the same time. So you are putting yourself in the position when you wait to apply to compete with a lot more people. So if you can get your foot in the door early and get the attention of your future employer early before all those other people are looking, you have one step up on everyone else. So that's my biggest advice, kind of when you are trying to decide when the right time is for you to start applying for jobs. So for me, my first nursing job, I was already an intern, but I started talking to them about the transition and my intent to work there when I was done very early on. I would say even a good 4-6 months before, if not earlier. So that is not, it seems really early, but really, if they like you, they're willing to wait for you. And you have the opportunity to present your skill set and your fit for the position early on. So why not? What do you have to lose? So even for me, look, right now, I'm in the position where I am graduating from my DNP degree for nurse practitioner in April. And I am already applying for jobs. So I actually recently had a potential job opportunity be presented to me. It is absolutely perfect, and I hope that everything works out. But if not, I wasn't meant for this position. But anyway, it's early, guys, and I'm already going to be beginning the interview process for my NP job. And if everything goes as planned, I will in the next few weeks or so have a job lined up for graduation. So this is a really good example of I am several months away, but you know what? It was the perfect opportunity and the perfect timing for my future employer. So if I wouldn't have been on the lookout for this opportunity, I would have totally missed it. So be on the lookout for those opportunities. It is never too early to start. The worst thing that they can do is tell you, come back again in a few months or come back when you've graduated. But honestly, the onboarding process and their planning for team needs and positions and staffing, it goes out a ways. So they need to know what they have set up for the future. So never too early is my biggest advice for that. So let's talk about, now you are ready to start applying. First thing you need to do is get your resume up to date. I cannot tell you enough how important it is to make sure when you start applying for this job, you have every opportunity that you've ever taken advantage of, every work experience, clinical experience, anything that sets you apart from everyone else needs to be on that resume. And if it's not, they probably will not hear about it because you're not going to think to present it in your interview. So make sure you have your resume up to date. Make sure there's tons and tons of resources out there. I'm not going to go into how to make the perfect resume. I don't know that I know how to make the perfect resume. Make sure it's clean, concise. If you're doing a regular resume, it should just be one single page. If you Google nursing resumes, RN, student resumes, there's tons of good examples out there for you. So make sure it's clear, concise, has everything on there that you have done. Don't let what you've done in the past and your experiences go to waste. So showcase those. And then my second thing is to start looking. Just dive right in. I'm so sad when I see people who are like, I don't think that job's, I'm not qualified for that job, or they probably don't want me, or I don't know, any number of possibilities. But you do not know if you are right for that position unless you apply for it. You get out there and apply for every single possible job that might be a good fit for you. And I say this because sometimes as new graduates, we think that we only can go into a residency program. So a residency, a nurse residency program, is a really popular thing right now. And I personally did not do a nurse residency program. I did an internship program as a senior in my nursing program. So with that, we did get some education and we were considered interns. But as a new graduate, I was not in any sort of residency program. And so you can go either way. With these residency programs, it's really nice because you do have the opportunity to have extra support, extra education. Sometimes it's throughout the first few months. Sometimes it's throughout the first year. And it's a great way to make community with those people that you are starting your job with. But don't feel as a new graduate that you have to apply for only nurse residency programs. It is absolutely not true that those are the only types of positions that you can get. So I honestly encourage you, unless that application or that job posting says specifically you must have this experience in order to apply, then you should not have it in your head that you aren't the right person or you don't have enough experience for it. If it doesn't have that criteria, go for it. If it's something you're interested in, they might totally love you for that position. And even so, even if it does say that you must have this experience, or you have to have a year, say, of ICU, or you have to have 6 months of ER, whatever it may be, you sometimes have some flexibility with that. So if that is a position that you absolutely see yourself doing, do not prevent yourself from applying for it. So this goes for new graduates. This goes for experienced nurses, for NPs, anybody. So one example I can give of this is in the last year or so, I applied for a position on the neonatal pediatric transport team. So on this team, you are a nurse that does transport for patients that are under the age of 2, and it's both flight, so helicopter, or ambulance transfers. And majority of that is for patients who are neonates. So a lot of it is preterm babies. And I was really interested in the whole role. I mean, you are kind of acting as a provider because you get to do a lot of provider things. It's very challenging. I knew I was going to learn a lot of new things. And I want to say that I didn't quite meet the criteria for the position. I was kind of thinking to myself, ooh, I don't know that I necessarily have the full gamut that they're looking for. I mean, I have never worked in NICU other than for a short couple weeks, which you can hear about in episode 1. But I had those doubts. And you know what? I decided to go for it anyway. And I ended up getting the position. And in that interview is when you have that time to showcase yourself. So if they have questions about it, they'll ask you. If they have concerns that you might not be perfect for the position, they'll ask you. And that's your time to shine. So don't let that be an end-all be-all. So if you're close to meeting criteria, or you have other benefits or other experiences that you think might outweigh or add value to their position, then showcase that. Tell them, apply for it. Because even though I had worked in the pediatric ICU, which was part of the criteria, I had also had a good year and a half as a nurse in the ER. So that's also very relevant experience that they necessarily didn't have in their job description. But I was able to offer that. And I think that honestly is what what sold them on hiring me for the position, because they were looking to expand into more of the ER role. And eventually they had thought about increasing their age limit. So then I had that to offer as well. So think of it that way too, is you, every single experience you have, you're offering something new to their team. So don't look at it as, oh, I don't fit in. Like, nope, you do. You just have to show them how. So that's a big thing. So when you're looking for their jobs, don't be afraid to apply to anything that interests you, anything and everything. So again, with the new grads, you can apply to any type of position. Don't be afraid to just only apply to the residency programs, because a lot of hospitals don't have them, especially depending on what area you're in. If you're in more of a rural community hospital. Something to also keep in mind when you're looking at criteria for specific positions is sometimes they will count, or they will accept the experience that you have while you're in school. So for a lot of the positions that you're looking at as a new graduate, that such as say ICU or ER, where they want some experience in that, if you complete your last clinical in that, say you are in a residency type clinical and you spend several hours in, or several days and a significant amount of time in that, they almost count that as like in your nursing experience, obviously. So look at that too, because I know when I was applying to the ICU after I had been in the ER, they did count my ICU that I had within, I think it had to be within the last 2 years. And I had fallen into that time frame because I did my senior clinical in the ICU. So just look at that too. And that's a great way for you to start to plan ahead. So again, that's a great reason for you to start looking at jobs early. Start looking 6 months early, so that when you're trying to pick clinicals for your senior clinical and you say, hey, I want this job, but I need this experience, well, you better go get it and you better fight for it, because that might allow you to get in soon. So don't be afraid to look at that as clinical experience and criteria for meeting those positions. And if you have questions about it, ask the HR person or reach out to the manager if you have access. Friends, starting a new position is scary. It's frightening, it's overwhelming, it's exciting, it's all of the things. I know, I've started many new positions in my time as an RN. But really, it doesn't have to be as difficult as we try to make it. Through these experiences, I have gathered 5 tips to starting a new position and making that transition as smooth as possible. I have created a free guide for you as my listeners to make this transition as seamless as possible and allow you to really excel in your new position. So if you recently started a new position, you are going to start a new job, or you know someone who's going to start a new position, I mean, come on, you have to fall into one of those 3 categories, then head on over to thenightingalepodcast.com to sign up to receive your 100% free copy of the 5 tips PDF. I'm here to support you through all your new ventures in your careers, and I believe these 5 tips are going to do just that. So head on over to thenightingalepodcast.com after this episode and download your free guide. I mean, come on, what do you have to lose?
All right, so moving forward in our timeline, so you have applied for the position, you have now been offered the interview. Congratulations, this is the first step in your journey. It's a big step, so just getting your foot in that door to introduce yourself and present why you are perfect for the position just is so much more. It presents such a great opportunity that just having your resume or your application cannot do. So you be proud of yourself, because this is a big step. So what now? So the first thing I recommend doing is start to research the hospital and the position a little bit. So know going in what you can expect from the organization. Is it a teaching hospital? Do they value research? Do they value interdisciplinary? What are their values? So you can just find that stuff on the website. Don't spend too much time on this. Just have kind of an idea, especially if they have a specific unique niche. That's something that you can easily just bring up in your interview and just know a little bit more. So if you have that same desire or any of those same interests, it's a great way for you to relate with them. Also, I suggest that you begin to brainstorm. So with going into an interview, it is a systematic process, obviously. They have set questions that they're going to ask you, and some settings have you meet with HR first and they ask you your own questions, and then you might move on and do an interview with the unit department manager. It kind of all depends, and just kind of be expected for both. Find out from the HR representative that sets up the interview what you can expect, who you're interviewing with is a big important thing. I always like to print out my instructions on where to go, what time to be there, all of that, so I'm not frantically like trying to look through my phone like right before the interview to make sure I'm going to the right place. So it's nice to have that. Again, make sure you have your updated resume or CV. For graduate school, you kind of more work towards a CV. It's just more all-inclusive of everything. Your list has grown. So I suggest printing out a few copies. A lot of managers or a lot of your interviewers will already have it printed out, but it always is helpful just in case extra people are there or you want to reference it. It's nice to have extras with you. I don't know that I honestly use them that frequently when I bring them, but it's always nice to have it as just a security that just in case you have it with you. Just always with this, just be prepared. So this is the point in the episode where we dive into the nitty-gritty part of the interview process, and that is the question. So what to expect from the interviewer in the form of what questions are they going to ask you? And the great thing about this is that it's pretty standard. There's going to be a little bit of a variation from interview to interview, but honestly, I have grown to expect certain interview questions, and you can prepare ahead of time. So I suggest right now you get out your piece of paper, or if you have to, come back and listen to this part later, because these are some of the questions that I find most frequently used in the interview process. So two of the most basic ones are, the first is, what are your strengths? So this is your time to just shine. So with this, you are able to list a few of your most important strengths. And I suggest with this thinking of things that aren't super generic, like, oh, I'm a strong employee or whatever. Think of things that can kind of set you apart a little bit from other people, and be prepared to offer a little bit of an explanation. Granted, they don't want a huge long explanation because the interview cannot last forever and there's a lot more questions to come, but come up with a couple short sentences of what makes you have that attribute, or why you exhibit that strength. So the first one, like, say you want to offer that you are great at critically thinking. Well, then give an example of how you critically think. I suggest thinking of like three strong reasons that I suggest you coming up with like three strengths of yours that set you apart from other people, without just kind of getting too vague. So if you can kind of think about it ahead of time and come up with your core strengths, what makes you unique, and how you can, in a short little snippet, like explain that, I think that's super helpful. And then on the other side of that question, we come to, what are your weaknesses? And I feel like this is such a difficult question. And I, even with experience, I think it's easier, honestly, when you're a new graduate to think of your weaknesses. And not that like I don't have weaknesses as an experienced nurse. That's not at all what I'm saying. I obviously still do. It's just trying to, with your weaknesses, you always want to frame them in a way that either you can make into a positive, or that you can build upon and show how you plan to tackle this. So say for a new graduate, you can say, one of my weaknesses is I don't have that much experience working with pediatric patients. So right away, you're able to follow up and say, but I have interest in taking pediatric advanced life support. I want to continue to work and strengthen in that area by picking up pediatric patients if you're in a unit that allows that. And so far and so on. So just framing it in a way that either makes it a good. So one of your weaknesses might be that a lot of new grads, it's you have a hard time critically thinking. Like, that's obviously a skill that you develop as you grow in your nursing profession. And just say that this is something that you're going to work on, and you know, target that this is a weakness of yours. And so just own up to it. So same with the strengths. I recommend coming up with, you don't really need as long of a list of weaknesses. I feel like they don't spend as much time on this, but have something, because you don't want to sound like you, hey, I don't have any weaknesses, I'm super strong, or I'm perfect. No, like, and try not to come up with something that's super generic. Like, I don't like, one of my weaknesses is I get tired or whatever. I get cranky after a long day. Like, no, come up with something that is actually a weakness. And then again, try and come up with something that you can frame it, that you are working on this, and how you would achieve this and turn it into a strength in the long run. So that's my biggest advice for the weaknesses. It's a tough question, and I feel like they don't spend much time on it, but most of the time they do like to ask this one. So the third question that I frequently get in my interviews is, tell us a time in which you had a conflict with a coworker or a patient and how you handled it. So this can be really hard. And there's some people who obviously can think of tons of time they've experienced conflict in the workplace or in school. And there's others who just cannot think of something. So it really helps to prepare ahead of time and have a situation in your head that you can think of. And don't be afraid, this sounds bad, but don't be afraid to just not alter the story, but to just not focus so much on all of the details of the story. So if you're going to get hung up on telling the story and it's going to throw you all off, just kind of cut it short or tweak the ending and just be done with it. Because if you just continue to go on, it can get distracting. And they honestly, in a lot of these interviews, are writing down your answers so that they can reflect on it later. So you don't need really long, drawn out answers. Something quick and simple in how you handled it. And this could be a conflict that you had with a fellow nurse. It could be a conflict that you had with a patient. And again, it's always good to frame this in a positive light. So say you had a conflict with a coworker. So my example is, when I was a new grad, I had a nurse who I tried to help, and she snapped back at me and was really rude and continued to say not very nice things to me. So I used to use this example a lot, and I just framed it as, I had this experience. I didn't let it bother me. I told her that I would like to learn. I'm willing to help her. And if she didn't want my help, that's okay. That it's no problem. So just framing it in a good way too. And just be expectant of this question, because it's very common. So the next question that I often get is, tell us the time that you worked in a group and or in a team, and what was your role? So this is a great opportunity for you to be completely honest. There's some of us who are the leaders in the group, and there's some of us that are the followers. Neither one is wrong or right. We need some of each. So this is great to remember. Don't feel like you have to be someone you're not. If you are that person that likes to be in charge, that is good, because you can showcase that, and that shows them that you might be interested in leadership roles within the department. And then on the other hand, if you are a person who just likes to execute things and be a valuable member of the team but not be in charge, then explain that, because then they don't expect from you that you're going to want to be in those leadership roles unless you pursue it later on. So it kind of sets the expectation on both sides, and it's really valuable for you to be honest in this situation and telling them what you truly like to be in a group atmosphere. So the next question that I often get is, tell us a time when you had to critically think and how you handled it. So this is a good one. This one is so hard because, like I said, you might not have a ton of experience if you're newer, or you might have a ton of experiences. So making the story short and concise so that you can offer a little glimpse into, maybe you're not the best critical thinker all of the time, but when you're presented in certain situations, you do have that ability to critically think. And I believe that we all do. So an example of this is when I was working in the ER, I always like to use this example is when you are, one time I had a patient who ended up coding and it wasn't expected. And right away I activated this system and we initiated CPR, something like that. So that's a great way to show them that you were thinking, what was the process that you took, and it's short, concise, and it's relevant. So with this being said, for people who do have a lot of experience, I highly suggest continuing to think of these as you go on. So if you had a position several positions ago and you're trying to explain when you were critically thinking and or a, and this is what you did, or a team situation, it is, they aren't looking for what you did 3 years ago, 5 years ago, even a year or so ago. Most of the time they're wanting to know how you were in your previous role. So whether that be as a student or as a nurse, what were you, how, think of some examples from your most recent role. I've run into this where I don't really have the best experiences in my current role, and I try to go back on that, and it's hard to really portray that you've done this since. So when I was in my most recent position was as charge nurse in the OR, and so it was really hard for me in some of these situations to relay it on to direct patient care because a lot of times I was not in that role. So really just tailoring it to what your most recent experiences really will help them get to the full picture, and they will realize that you're not like fishing for experiences. So the next two questions kind of go hand in hand. So these are the fun ones. So they might ask you, why did you apply for this position? And be completely honest. So they can tell when you're hiding something or when you have ulterior motives. And you can be very transparent. I know I can be very transparent even when I'm trying not to be. But think of this. What truly makes you want to have this position? And don't just have a generic answer that, oh, it sounded cool, or I've always wanted to do this. Well, you can use, I've always wanted to be an ER nurse, or I've always wanted to be this nurse, but why is their ER special? Why is their organization special? Just think of this answer and have a good response to it, because it shows your passion and it shows that they're not just another step, or they're not just another job that you applied to. And it makes them feel good that you really want to be there. And then on the other side of things, they might ask you why, what makes you leave your previous position? And this is challenging, because sometimes we leave previous positions in a not so fun manner. We get burnt out, we're ready to go, we had a bad experience with coworkers, we had a bad experience with management, whatever it may be. It can be hard to not be like, oh, I hated it there, they did this, the team did this, and blah, blah, blah. Don't take that route. I highly suggest you staying away from that demeanor and that attitude about it. Again, with everything, you just want to show that you're bringing a positive atmosphere and a positive attitude towards this position. So you can be honest here, but try and put it in a good way. You never know what connections they might have too. So maybe they're best friends with your manager, or maybe they have a cousin who worked on that floor, whatever it might be. So remain neutral. Just say, I was looking for more. I was looking to transition to this unit. We started to float away kind of from my goals in that other unit. I wanted to advance, whatever it might be. Think of some semi-positive or kind of neutral reasons of why you left, and don't play the blame game. Don't be negative towards that previous position. It doesn't come off well, and it doesn't set you off for a great tone for the interview. Another question that you often see with nursing positions, or I've gotten asked them in CNA positions all along the spectrum, is where do you see yourself in 5 years, or what goals do you have for the future? And this is another great time to be honest, be you. So originally, so this job that I didn't get actually in my PRN position that I had recently applied for, the one position that I did not get, I was honest. I said, I am graduating from my nurse practitioner in April. These are my goals. I would love to work in the ER as a nurse practitioner, blah, blah, blah. And this is a time too for them to see, I think this is honestly the point where they realize, oh, she has a short-term goal within our unit. So this is both a time for you to show your motivation. They love to see that you're motivated, you have goals for the future, because look at our healthcare system. We are so driven by, if you have an RN going back to get your BSN, if you have a RN or BSN, whatever, and you want to go on for master's, we really promote continuing education in our healthcare field right now. And so this is a time for you to show that you have this drive and this motivation. And if you're not one that's, you don't have any goals to go back to school, come up with what goals you might have. So say you don't want to go back to school, but you do see yourself giving back. So maybe you want to be a preceptor in the future. So say I see myself having a preceptor position, or I see myself being a charge nurse. I see myself being a manager in the future, whatever it might be. And it, if it doesn't relate to nursing, if you don't really know what your current goals are, say something about your life that shows ambition. And a good thing to recognize too is formal education isn't always just going back to get your bachelor's or going back to get your master's. It can be in the form of continuing on and getting certifications. So getting even just simple certifications, like I want to go and become a certified peds nurse, or I want to get my pediatric advanced life support or my ACLS, my NRP. Some of these things, it's good to just show them that you have this ambition and that you're not going to get there and just be like, blah, I'm good. I'm going to stay where I'm at. So this is a really good time, again, to show them ambition, but also if you do have long-term goals, so they can kind of get an idea of what they're getting into. If you have this future goal to go back to school, then they can know and expect that when you start school and you want to rearrange your hours or cut back on hours, they're expecting it because they know that that's your goal. So be honest with this one. Sometimes people try and hide things, and I don't think it helps them. I think it just hinders and it makes it more stressful down the road. So be honest with this one, guys. So now that I've gotten a lot of the most common, most popular interview questions out of the way, some general interview tips I have for you are: be positive, smile, be yourself. This is a time for you to just show who you are. Don't be fake. Don't feel like you have to be someone that you're not. Just show them who you really are. Make sure at the end of the interview, you thank them for taking the time to interview you. Make sure you get a contact information. And also, it's great to ask when you can expect to hear from them. And another one of my most favorite advice for interviews is at the end of the interview, they likely are going to ask you, do you have any questions? And sometimes we're like so overwhelmed that you're like, I don't know what kind of questions I have right now. Or you are like, I don't want to be dumb and ask this question. Or honestly, you might just not have any questions. But I challenge you to think of some questions. Think of a few questions, because it does show your interest again in the position. And it just shows that you are following along, you're thinking outside the box. And so some of those questions might be logistics, like how long is orientation? how many nurses are on at one time, what is the patient acuity, what is the nurse to patient ratio, things like that. It could be about scheduling, it could be about whatever, a multitude of things. It could also be about what they are looking for in a candidate is a really good thing too. So if they were to ask you this, then you might be able to interject and say some reasons why you feel that you are that candidate for them. I also suggest at the end of the interview asking them, is there anything else that I can clarify for you? So this is a time and you likely, they probably won't have anything, but if they've been stewing on something and say they are concerned that you might not have enough experience, maybe they will say it. So I like to always end the interview with saying, is there any questions that you have for me that I haven't answered? Or is there anything I can clarify about my experience? And then you're able to dive into that if they do offer that to you. So those are some of the main things about the interview. And again, make sure when you're done, you get their contact information. And that leads you kind of into the next phase. So after the interview is over, highly suggest you following up. I would definitely do this within the next day or so, sending an email or calling them, whatever it may be, and just thanking them for their time. And be sure to offer your interest in the position. So say, so-and-so, thank you so much for taking the time to interview with me. I really was so happy to get the time to learn more about the position and tour the unit. I feel that I would be a great fit for your position due to 1, 2, 3. Name a few reasons you think you'd be a good fit. Tell them that you can't wait to hear from them and ask them if they have any additional questions. Make sure they reach out. So that's a great way. I have never sent a letter. I know that used to be an old kind of form. We're kind of in the technology phase of life. But if you feel that the best way to send a letter, definitely do that too. So after you've kind of done this, you are in the waiting game. I know it's stressful and it's so hard to be patient, but be patient. Give them time. There's a lot of work and a lot of logistics that go into hiring a person for a position. So give them a little grace. And my biggest advice is you have to follow up. So you offer your thanks and you send that 1 to 2 days after, and then you need to keep following up. So they told you kind of an expected time that they should hear from you. Make sure you ask that at the end of your interview. When can I expect to hear from you? And so you kind of have an idea of when to expect their return response on either if you got the position or you didn't. And so my biggest advice is to, if you haven't heard from them by this time, follow up. Send an email, call, whether it be the manager or the HR person, and reach out, because they are so busy. Sometimes they just get going and they forget about it. And it's a great reminder, and it continues to show your interest in the position. If you just interview and never follow up, they're gonna be like, whoa, they didn't really want it anyway. So don't be afraid to follow up. This is really, really important. And two, this offers the opportunity for you to maybe adjust to their needs. So a great example of this is I recently applied for my current position that I recently started in the ER. It's a PRN position. But guys, when I applied for the position, it actually was a full-time position that I applied to. I know it sounds crazy. I can't even believe it. But after I applied for the full-time position, a PRN position came available, and that is the position I actually really wanted. And because I was going to be leaving in April from that position and transitioning into the provider role, I kind of got this feeling that they weren't too thrilled about it. And it's a lot of money. I totally don't blame them, because it's a lot of money to orient someone and then to get them through and then have them leave. So I recognize this. So when I followed up, I said, I saw that a PRN position became available. would I be eligible for this position? And you know what? The HR person came back and said, actually, yes, this would be a great fit. I would like to extend you this offer. So my thought is they were not going to offer me the full-time position, but I pivoted to meet their needs. So this is a big thing too, even with flexibility in scheduling, with shift. Maybe you applied for days and they more need you on night. So just offer to kind of meet those needs and just make sure you follow up. It serves two purposes. It reminds them, makes their job easier. And two, it shows your interest in the position. So now we've come to the time where you either got the position or maybe you didn't land the position. And you know what? Either way, it's good. It is what you're supposed to do. It is meant for you. It is so hard to feel it in the moment if you don't get that position. But you know what? Just be on the look that there are greater things on the horizon. It is not the end of the world. You will move on. And guess what? You're even better at interviewing now. You've done one. If you've done several, you are going to become a much better interviewer every time you move on. And it was a good experience in the long run. So if you have gotten offered the job, yay, congrats. But going forward, make sure you are going to advocate for yourself. That's my big advice on that. I'm not going to go into this too much, but just make sure that you are really understanding their benefits. If you want to negotiate with them, don't be afraid to do so. Sometimes you have to really, really get what you deserve and really get what you want out of things. Actually, I had a friend who negotiated on actually moving expenses and got a really good deal out of it. So don't be afraid to look into that as well once you get offered your position, because you know what? If you didn't get offered this position, you're gonna get offered one in the future or the next one. So you've got to be on the lookout for yourself. And another one thing I want to end the episode on is, if you get started in a position, remember that you might not realize what the position is until you get into it. So I talked about it earlier a second, but there has been a couple positions, one in particular where I started, was on orientation for a short time and realized, ugh, this wasn't for me. And I wasn't happy, and I knew that going forward, first of all, it's not fair to the employer because it's really expensive to interview you, and it's a big investment on the team's part to put you through the orientation process, and you're holding a spot that someone else might be meant for. So don't be afraid to, if you get started with something, please don't be afraid to second guess it and to pursue other options. You are not stuck in any position. And my favorite piece of advice, I just offered it to someone very close to me, is that you are the only one who can look out for your best interest. So if you're in a position that you are not happy with, you just got started, it is better off for you to own up to it right away, be honest with yourself, tell the employer, tell your boss, start looking for other options, because this is about you, it's about your future, your happiness, and you can't serve everybody else if you are not happy yourself. So always keep this in mind, and I'm so excited for you all. Get out there, apply for jobs, and as always, reach out if you have questions, if you want some tips or more tricks. And if you haven't already, go back to episode number 7, 5 tips for starting a new position. It is super valuable for new graduates as well as experienced nurses and anyone actually in any type of career setting to take you from the phase of interviewing on to starting that new position that you just landed. If you have enjoyed this week's episode and found it beneficial, I would love for you to go and leave a rating. And if you feel so moved, go ahead and leave a review as well. These reviews and ratings allow us to spread the word of the Nightingale podcast to as many people as possible, and they allow us to land some amazing guests like ones we've had in the past. Also, if you would go ahead and share this episode with a friend who needs to hear these interview tips, I am sure that would mean the world to them.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Nightingale Podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode, make sure you subscribe so that you are getting weekly notifications when the new episode comes out. And while you are there, I would really appreciate you leaving a review. And maybe your review will be featured on an upcoming podcast. You can check out all episodes at thenightingalepodcast.com or on Facebook at The Nightingale Podcast.